This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I'm going to let him live in his alternative reality.
I think I'm the only one that's going
to
beat him.
To his own record, he screams, liar, liar,
when
liar.
I put on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
He's the biggest liar. This guy.
No, I can't take it.
Honey, what's wrong?
I'm hyperventilating. I can't take it anymore. Basic manners are gone from politics. What is it with these ding-dongs? Mama's okay. Mama's okay.
Kids, I'll handle this. It's just like when you have a bad dream, except this is real and will probably ruin your lives. Go to Flanders and tell them you're spending the night. No argument. Marge, think good thoughts. Think good thoughts. I know things look bad now, but just try to visualize another America. One where Republicans, Democrats, and Donald Trump all get along.
I'm enjoying watching Hillary Clinton.
I like Ted Cruz. He's been very nice to me.
As an act of love.
This is an issue where Bernie and I are in complete agreement.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Just trust me.
I was perfect. The rest of you morons were flat.
Flat? Or flat broke like your casinos?
Flat, like the Canadian prairie you were born on.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
Oops.
Want to see something my mother suggested? Go ahead.
Goldman Sachs says hello.
Hillary, if I get elected, will you tell me what to do? I'm sorry, honey. I guess dreaming doesn't work.
Shh, I want to see who wins.
We all do, honey. We all do.
You gotta love The Simpsons. I mean, yeah. That's just awesome. Hey, you know, this is good therapy. You know, every once in a while, you do have to find some alternate universe because, you know, and it never fails. You know, we guys, you know, we're in this business. So, you know, we're pundits and people are always at, who are you going to vote for? What's going on? You know, and all this, and you need a break. But so I appreciate the humor and the escapism brought to you by The Simpsons.
Yeah, right? I love the Hillary part where she's. I wish the listeners could see her, but she's up on Bernie Sanders' back trying to kind of strangle him, and she says, Goldman Sachs says hello.
My favorite part is when Bernie goes, Hillary, if I get elected, will you tell me what to do?
All right.
Oh, I tell you, you got to love these people. And then, of course, after this weekend, and Jeb going out, looks like all the money's going to Marco now, huh?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, a big void being filled there. And, yeah, if it all goes to Marco, that should make things interesting here at least. But, I don't see anybody beating Trump at this point. I mean, he's kind of running away with the thing now here.
Now, both you guys, you're kind of close to the Canadian border, eh?
A
couple hundred miles.
You're not going to tell me that you guys were born in Canada and you're ineligible to run Bill Martinez Live, right?
Oh, we like hockey, eh?
New Ulm, Minnesota. So I'm safe.
you're okay, huh?
Yeah, okay.
We got real birth certificates and everything like that. You could be. You were properly vetted, right?
I can even show it to you within 5 minutes if you ask for it.
Well, excellent. That's great. Nice. Yeah, but what about Shano? Shano, you got yours ready?
Well, yeah, I am, but I was born even closer to the Canadian border. I was born up in the Detroit Lakes, Minnesota area, which is close to
Scott,
Fargo,
we better
Fargo,
go
North
check
Dakota.
This, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You got Trump on. He's checking Rubio now. He's checking everybody, man. You know?
Exactly.
I'll vet Shane during the break.
This is... hey, you know, you got to chuckle about it all. And even though it's contentious as it is, and you know, and every year we always say, this is the most contentious it's ever been. Wow, I mean, it is nonstop. But, yeah, I agree. It seems like Trump has a lot of momentum. And we're going to talk more about it. We're also going to talk about the youth vote with Gabby Mirangiello from the Washington Examiner. She's going to be coming up in a few minutes. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I got a little bit of a programming adjustment. Gabby had an emergency, so it's going to be us and guys. We're going to have to talk it out here. Lots to talk about. You know, particularly, you know, the focus on the youth vote, and that's what I wanted to talk to Gabby about. But we'll have her back when things calm down, and we can address that issue. But, you know, we see two factions that are becoming extremely large in the way this, you know, these primaries are played out. You know, you hear a lot about the youth vote. You hear a lot about the black vote. Not a whole lot about the women's vote.
Oh, well,
you guys find that interesting?
It seems like they've already chalked that up to that it has to go to Hillary because, of course, she's a woman, so every woman has to side with her. That seems to be how a lot of the talk goes, which is unfortunate.
But I think she's getting some. I don't think she's corralling all the women vote. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, Gloria Steinem was saying, "Hey, look at all the women are going to Bernie because that's where the boys are." You know, of course that lit off a firestorm, and then everybody. And then the other comment basically was that you know, all ovaries, so to speak, are for Hillary, and then that really insulted the women as well. Can I say that? I'm sorry.
No, I think you're allowed to say that. I think this is the problem with politics, though, right now, is that they think that whole entire groups of people are all one and the same, you know, and that they just everybody's going to vote for the most basic reason, and I don't think that's the case at all.
It divides us all the more. It's disgusting, you know. I mean, I got to tell you, and we got to get on here because I was thinking I need to talk to her and get her perspective on this because the way they're bifurcating, you know, all these groups, you know, blacks. Okay, blacks. So we're gonna put the black pie over here with Hillary, and of course, you know, you get a faction of the blacks going, wait a minute, you know, you don't just automatically, you got to earn our vote, you know, whatever that means. It's like, come on. Can we just figure out what kind of candidate is, you know, is going to serve this country right? You see, I look at it this way, and I don't think we the people are quite getting it, and that is that they are vying for a job. It's like, you know, you're the CEO, they're coming in, or you're the HR person, human resource person, and you've got a candidate outline of what, you know, kind of character, what kind of skill sets you want in a prospective employee. And that's the way we should be looking at it. But we're looking at this upside down. We're really not even thinking about it. And then to mess it up even further, let's talk about, you know, what gender you are. Let's talk about, and I don't even know how you deal with, especially with women, because I'm not kidding you on this one. Somebody told me the other day, said that a friend of their daughter's, you know, because the whole gender, you know, deal with, there's like 26 different designations, but I haven't heard this one before. She says she's not male or female, she's fluid.
Oh boy. Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
I mean, you know, but, you know, look at, guys, this is what's happening in our country today. Is it any wonder, you know, people are confused and, you know, we're sitting here thinking, wait a minute. You know, what's up, down, down's up. You got a avowed socialist. The Democratic Party has been absolutely hijacked. But look at the impact. I mean, to me, this is very scary when you see the impact of Bernie. And Bernie's just coming out going, hey, you know, this is the way it is. We're going to pay for, pay for education. And we're going to take it from the rich people. All the rich people, anybody's got money, we're going to take it from you, because it's not fair that these kids should be stuck with debt coming out of college.
It's
and all
stuff.
That. And
it's
that may
stuff.
Be part. Yeah, it's just stuff. That's it. So we're just going to move it around.
Well, I was going to say too. You know, I think it was Winston Churchill that had the quote, famous quote, many years ago, that if you're not a liberal when you're 20, you don't have a heart, and when you're if you're not a conservative when you're 50, you don't have a brain. And it kind of fits in with that, where, you know, you've got these young voters that are going, getting so behind Bernie at this point. But I think it has so much to do with that Hillary's just not trustworthy to these kids. And they kind of, you know, we've talked about it before. They see Bernie as this kind of Uncle Bernie figure, and they don't even really pay attention to the real issues and how it's going to affect them and all of us, because they're just looking at, oh, he seems like a good guy compared to Hillary and all this. Well, you know, I just think it's scary.
They're also behind Bernie for the exact reasons you said, but they've also been told that the Republican Party is evil.
Yeah.
And racist and evil and things like that.
And they haven't been told that just in the last 2 days. This has been going on for decades.
Yeah.
You know, they've been indoctrinated, and especially for college students. You go in, my son's in college. He can't even present any kind of conservative view without, locking horns with a professor.
Absolutely.
And then at that point, that affects his grade. So it's like, okay, well, you got to look at it this way. This is kind of one of those servant type of jobs that you go do. It doesn't, you know, you do it just because you got to do it, you know.
Well, and it's just, I think part of the reason why Trump is so popular as well is because he all these other people have done nothing outside of politics. Hillary's been in politics her whole life. She's never done anything else. Bernie has been in politics his entire life. You know, there was an article in Politico to where it talked about how he didn't have a job till he was 40. He didn't have a steady job till he was 40. Well, if I don't have a steady income, of course I can be liberal.
Right.
You know, you're going to help me.
That job at 40, of course, was a government job as well. So I don't know if I'd call that a real job.
Right?
So, but it amazes me that people say that he's not part of the establishment.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's everything. He's everything about the establishment. He's been there for 34 years.
He's been feeding out of the establishment's trough. Are you kidding me?
He's socialist.
You know, that's what
socialism is—the establishment,
yes.
Right?
But that's the draw to Trump. Trump has done a bunch of other stuff outside of politics. He's just now getting into politics. He's already had businesses, and whether they've failed or they haven't, one of the great things in America. I have a friend from Russia, and he talks about how we're the only country in the world where you're allowed to fail numerous times, and it's not looked at as a black mark against you.
Yeah,
it's looked at more of you're persevering, you're doing something special.
Well, on one final note here, relevant to this election, see if this doesn't gall you.
Several well-funded organizations, including the League of Women Voters and the NAACP, are fighting efforts to prevent non-citizens from voting illegally in the upcoming presidential election.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Democrats have consistently said, hey, that never happens. I don't know what you're talking about. Here it is. I mean, it's obvious they're having a tack it. And to add fuel to the fire, U.S. Department of Justice, okay, under, you know her, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she's helping them. On February 12th, these groups filed a lawsuit in D.C. federal court seeking to reverse a recent decision by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. Of course, we're going to be talking more about that. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you will never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations.
Somehow close to me now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
We're back with you, America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. A little good vibrations to get the start of our week underway. We're hanging here in Nashville. We're here for NRB, so we're hanging with the cats and doing what we can. It's going to be a lot of fun, so stay with us. I'm sure you're going to be hearing more about you know, what's coming out here. But our next guest is in Nashville with me, and I say with me, we just happen to be in the same state. I don't mean with me, but Paula Queskin is our next guest. And she's a producer, writer, attorney. I've been looking forward to talking with Paula. A great story. Her team brought us the Third Jihad, Iranium, The Honor Diaries, and now her latest documentary, Faith Keepers, a landmark documentary film about the violent persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East. There is so much that is underreported with what's going on in the Middle East when it comes to Christian persecution. And I know that you're not shocked. Clearly, it is amazing to think that Christians could be so persecuted, and the media and everybody else seems to be so complicit with it, with what's going on there. And so Paula and her group go a long way in bringing this to the forefront. Paula Queskin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, Paula, important story, and I'm so glad that you're here to tell us about it. Of course, Faith Keepers, this documentary that I was talking about, is coming about. But before I get into it, I want people to understand your heart and where you're coming from, because, I mean, this has been something that has just consumed your life, hasn't it?
Absolutely. So I'm Jewish, and my family went through the Holocaust, and it's something that the stories that I heard again and again as I was growing up, and we have a refrain that we say, which is never again. And I take that very seriously. When I look at the persecution happening to Christians in the Middle East today, unfortunately, some of the stories really are reminiscent of the Holocaust. And I feel like in good faith and in conscience, I can't let this go by without speaking up and speaking out. And so it's our hope that the film Faith Keepers ignites Christians and all Americans to stand up and be their brother's keeper and get involved in this fight and make sure that we end this genocide, which is happening on our watch.
Exactly. And Paula, you know, I just got back from Israel here, you know, last month, and I was amazed. You know, the guys and I were talking about it earlier in terms of the indoctrination that are happening to our young people here in the United States. But the indoctrination of young Arabs that goes on, and this has been going on for decades. I mean, this is going to take us a long time to clear the minds of people, to get them to understand that life matters.
It's true that there have been generations of indoctrination, incitement to violence, and lies that are perpetuated really with a view towards power and control of certain regions and certain groups. And that's very daunting for us here in the United States and around the world to try to undo that. But what we can do is educate ourselves. We have no excuse about our ignorance or a lack of connection to the people who are suffering. And so it's really important that first we educate ourselves, and then we'll know how to tackle these global threats.
And you're calling notice to the words that are being spoken, because words matter, and people are being dehumanized in much the same way, you know, for your relatives during the Holocaust, you know, they were less than. And that's the whole attitude, is people become less than. Even in this country, it's a sad commentary that we cannot look at somebody without some sort of political filter right now, because the political nerve is being, you know, so unnerved, you know, these days, that it becomes a battleground instead of just realizing, hey, look, at this is a fellow human being going through the journey just like I am, trying to do the best we can. What can we do to help each other, you know, get through this process? But no, we'd much rather, you know, follow people that want to dehumanize and make people less than. For what reason? I mean, how do they become more than when we're less than?
It's true. I mean, it's very hard to watch these stories that are coming out of the Middle East, and when Christians are told that they need to convert or die. It's something that really boggles our sensitivities, because in the United States, we're trained and taught that everyone is equal. But you're right about what you're saying, that folks are dehumanized, and so they are taught that Christians and other minorities are worth less than other people. I mean, that is what is taught. That is the lie that is perpetuated. And I agree with you. If we practice tolerance and understanding here at home, I think that it'll help us recognize when those values aren't being promoted abroad, and hopefully we can stand up and take action to promote the values that we care about all over the world.
Paula, let's practice the truth. You know, let's practice the truth. And I understand some people, well, that's subjective, you know, who's got the truth and all that. And I say, well, you know the truth. I mean, you know that truth that harmonizes in your very spirit that says, yeah, this is right. You know, this promotes the well-being of everyone. You know, we have, in order to manipulate our ideology, we're blinding ourselves to the truth, and we're getting ourselves deeper and deeper in, you know, dare I say, spiritual debt here. And we're going to end up, you know, causing a price to be paid, if it hasn't already, you know, if it hasn't already reached that. I mean, some would say, well, Bill, you're being silly. You know, of course, you know, nobody is perfect and we've got issues. But the problem is that as a society, and not just here in America, but around the world, we are spiritually bankrupt because we're avoiding the truth. And if we're pursuing the truth on these matters, even if you say, look at, hey, I'm going to pursue the truth. It's not to say that any one person has command of the truth, but if we really earnestly seek it, then I think we're going to be better off than the direction that we're headed now.
I agree. One quote that really spoke to me as a youngster growing up was the phrase, "Speak truth to power." And it was something that always motivated me and kept my eye on the prize. And what it means is that we're not afraid to stand up when people are being persecuted and people are in harm's way, and we're not able to practice freedom of conscience and freedom of belief. And so I think you're right. It's about seeking the truth and knowing that there are certain universal rights that all people possess. I'm a human rights lawyer by training, and so for me, I'm always guided by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And there's just some common denominators that I think we can all agree on that should be guiding principles for our lives.
Yeah, and then when you have that mindset and your compass is focused on those principles, Paula, then there isn't room for a less than mindset and an oppressive mindset that allows for, you know, what's been happening there in the Middle East. As you say, in 1915, Christians made up 20% of the Middle East. Today, they make up just 4%. I mean, it's like, what happened?
Exactly. And those statistics are just, I mean, mind-boggling. And I think the problem is that, excuse me, folks in the United States and around the world aren't being given access to this information. So, for example, when ISIS came into Mosul, which is a town in Iraq, about a year and a half ago, they rounded up all the Christians and they forced them to leave the town. Those that were lucky, I mean, others were killed and shot in the street. And for the first time in 1,600 years, church bells did not ring in Mosul. And those are the kinds of facts and figures that are not getting to Christians and other Americans in the United States. And that's the whole point of Faith Keepers, is that we want to encourage folks to get involved in this fight.
Exactly. Well, our visit with Paula Queskin continues. We're going to be talking more in depth about her movie, Faith Keepers, coming up here on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by SmartAboutMoney.org. Results show 2 in 5 people in couples who share finances admit to hiding spending from their mates, and 75% say financial deceptions had an effect on the relationship. Is your spouse cheating on you financially? A new survey reveals that financial infidelity is a growing problem among couples. Patricia Seaman, financial expert, SmartAboutMoney.org.
Financial infidelity is a big problem, and it's getting worse. Some of the red flags of financial infidelity are things like running across a receipt for a purchase that you don't recognize, or, for example, not seeing the itemized bill on the credit card statement, maybe just seeing the sum total that's due. Also, if your partner is withdrawn or defensive when you bring up the topic of money, that's a red flag of financial infidelity as well.
For tips on how to spot and recover from financial infidelity, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online on your smartphone, that's how smart they are. And around the world via shortwave in 270-plus markets across this country. Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Paula Queskin continues. She's a human rights attorney, a defender of humanitarian causes, a producer and writer. She is part of the team that has brought us the third Jihad, Iranium, and Honor Diaries, and now Faith Keepers, a landmark documentary film about the violent persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East. Just before we went to break, Paula, we were bringing up some statistics that you had written about that in 1915, Christians made up 20% of the Middle East. Today, we're talking 4%. Since 1975, 3.5 million Christians fled their Middle Eastern homes to escape persecution. Today, despite being victims of genocide, Christians are refusing to renounce their faith. There's something incredible. I mean, it almost brings to mind the first century church all over again, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what is so heart-stopping, is to see that the same stories are repeating themselves over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that now this is happening in real time for us. We have the internet, we have smartphones, as you mentioned, and we can watch these horrific events unfold before our eyes, and I think that means that we have even more of a responsibility to act and to defend our brothers and sisters overseas.
Now, it's only natural, you know, with your team, you know, as I mentioned, you brought us the Third Jihad, Uranium Honor Diaries, so it was only natural that you would bring us Faith Keepers, this landmark documentary.
It's amazing, actually, the coincidences that led to this film being made. When I was working on Honor Diaries, I had the fortune to meet a woman, Juliana Tamirazi, a Christian woman who grew up in Iran. And she left, she was smuggled out of the country when she was only a teenager to come to the United States because of the persecution that she endured in Iran. And has been working on these issues for decades about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East. And when she was speaking to us during Honor Diaries, it really opened my eyes that that was a documentary focused on women's rights, but here was this entire group of people that were witnessing persecution on a daily basis, and how could we ignore this? So that's when Faith Keepers was born. Production started over 2 years ago, and while we were on production, ISIS came onto the scene. And what was just persecution, just quote-unquote, became what we're now seeing as a genocide. It's been a race to the finish for us. We want to get this documentary out there because we really need people to wake up. This is just a humanitarian crisis and something that was unexpected, to be perfectly honest, from my perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, this has been a process. Persecution coming out, but now it's like it's on steroids. Enter the stage, you know, ISIS into the whole landscape of the issue. Tell our audience that when you talk about persecution, because here on the West, we get a hangnail and we think we're suffering. I think it's really hard for Westerners to get their brains around the kind of suffering that Middle Easterners are having to go through.
Well, it's a very wide spectrum. And so when we first started the film, we were looking at countries like Egypt, where Coptic Christians have been in the country for thousands of years.
Did we lose her? Let's see if we can. I mean, if we need to... let's just see what we can do here. This is really critical. I mean, this story that Paula is sharing with us, I mean, she's been there, and she says, a 2+ year project in putting Faith Keepers together, and the stories that she holds in her heart, the stories that are going to be shared in this documentary are incredible, and I just can't help but think there's so many other stories that are going to be, somewhat untold, unless we have opportunities like this to be able to speak with Paula, because they say there's, some stories find their way to the editing floor. And I'm sure that, those stories are so precious, it's probably hard to see them there. But yet the ones that are going to come out are very, very powerful as to the kind of persecution that's going on. And we're just talking, Christian persecution. And of course, the same type of thing is happening with Muslims. And a lot of these Muslims, of course, are converting. And what they have to give up in order to convert, and in some cases they're killed. It's an honor killing because they've become apostate to the faith. There's just something incredible, Paula, when people in the face of this kind of persecution will still choose Jesus, and that's what is so reminiscent about the first century church and the kind of level of faith that they demonstrated, walking away from their way of life, their families and everything, and even to the point of death.
Our team visited refugee camps throughout northern Iraq, and what you're describing is exactly what they saw. They fled their homes in droves when ISIS came in. They knew that they could convert and be saved from what was unfolding before them, and they absolutely stood strong in their faith. And they still stand strong in their faith. And when you talk to them, they say, we'll be back there. We're going to go back to our churches. We're going to rebuild our communities. And it is an inspiration, and it should continue to be an inspiration for all people. And like you said, it is reminiscent of these early stories of the church.
Well, help us understand, you know, when we talk about, you know, women being debased the way they are. And in fact, I was looking at the cover of a European magazine where they were showing a woman. I think she was in England, might have been Germany, where she was being accosted by Muslim men. Because, again, that idea that people are less than. So if you're less than, you know, it doesn't matter that you're being accosted. And this is the kind of stuff that's happening in the streets outside of the Middle East, where, you know, there's been migration. And all of a sudden now you have this culture coming in that has a perspective of less than. And it's going to be a real challenge, I believe, to the rest of us and to communities that hold to particular values.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, what you're referring to is absolutely horrific. The way that women in Europe have been raped and sexually assaulted in the streets as a result of mobs of men attacking them. And the thing that's most disturbing beyond this is that government officials have covered it up because they don't want to be politically incorrect, and they don't want to be viewed as racist or any of these things. And that's really what infuriates me, is that if we see these tragedies unfolding, whether it's in the Middle East or now on the streets of Europe, we've got to be honest with ourselves, and the government absolutely needs to take a stand. Ignoring the problem isn't going to make it go away.
Well, their number one job, I've always maintained, of government is to protect, you know, its citizens. If you fail to do job one, forget it. I mean, but the thing is, if we want to be politically correct and get caught in that bucket of gum, we delude ourselves. And this is, again, my passion. For me, you know, just like your passion has been to, you know, to deal with human decency and the kind of things that have been perpetrated upon humanity. For me, I believe it's an educational issue, and it starts with understanding and being honest with yourself to pursue the truth. If we knew the truth, if we really understood what was happening here and how, you know, even down to the point that words do matter and we're so casual about things in dehumanizing people, you know, this is a very dangerous thing, you know, Paula.
Words matter. Words absolutely matter. And it's about not being afraid to speak the truth and to come out and say, this is a problem and we're going to stand up against it.
Exactly. 15 seconds, Paula. Where can people get connected with Faith Keepers?
Yeah, join the movement, faithkeepersmovie.com. Sign up and donate, get involved, donate a humanitarian cause. Make sure that these people know that we're standing with them. Watch clips from the movie and become a faith keeper yourself.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you coming
on. The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, whether we're talking to Paula Queskin or our next guest, you know, sometimes you understand that words matter, and if you're going to be the difference that you want to see and you're complaining about, then you got to make the move, huh? It's 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're live, and we're coming to you where all the cats hang out. We're in Nashville for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's going to be taking place all week, and we're excited to see what's going to be unveiled and meeting some new friends and that, too, as well. So it'll be a good time, and you're going to be hearing more about that. Speaking of friends, I got to tell you, this our next guest, we just met, but I just know that he and I are being knitted together in a very unique way. His heart, like my heart, is for babies. It is for those that are underrepresented, let's say, and it's been going on way, way too long. And his heart was broken, just as mine has been broken over this whole issue of, you know, Planned Parenthood and abortions. When you consider the number of abortions, 56 million, it's just astronomical. I mean, we have eradicated an entire generation of a labor force in our country. And you think about the possibilities of, you know, how many people died that could have, you know, been the ones to develop the answer for cancer, other things, other contributions, new innovations and technologies that have been evaporated, all in the name of, I guess, convenience is the way I look at it. Because, you know, when you consider what brought abortion into play here when Roe v. Wade came in the early 70s, it was all about really what now represents less than 1%. That was, oh, what happens in the case of a mother or incest and, you know, that sort of thing. And we got to protect that. So for that, what turns out to be 1.5%, we have now, murdered and eradicated over 56 million human beings. This is most incredible. Joe Baker is the founder and CEO of Save the Storks, and he is with us right now. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited to be here and to share the story with you guys. And it seems like a great show, and looking forward to having our listeners hear a little bit about Saving Storks.
Well, let's talk about Save the Storks. What is Save the Storks all about, Joe?
Well, first of all, we love how provocative our name is, and it happens all the time where I wear the shirt that says Save the Storks, and people literally grab me and stop me and say, "Who is killing the storks?" And I usually tell them that there's some Janies up in North Dakota shooting down as they come over the border before I switch it and say, no, I'm just messing with you. Actually, what we do is we build mobile medical units that provide a free sonogram and pregnancy test to women, sometimes even right at the door of an abortion clinic. And so we're trying to be an innovation hub of some new ideas of how to reach more women and how to help pregnancy centers reach more abortion-vulnerable women.
Well, we know that when Planned Parenthood was exposed this past year for selling, you know, baby parts, there was a large outcry about this. And of course, ironically, now they want to indict the people that shot the video, and Planned Parenthood is getting a get out of jail card here. Government and some of these politicians can do what they want, but ethics is ethics. Morality is morality. And, the truth is still there. And for those of us that want to be the difference, and as I was speaking with Paula Queskin, that are in search of the truth, you know, we know better. This spits in the face of truth. It makes us dishonest and dirty. And, we need to get beyond this if we're going to get this country back on track, if we're going to do anything about our own human existence.
Yeah, I sure agree with that.
Well, with this that's going on, Joe, you know, here it is. You're bringing the truth with these mobile sonogram units. I mean, is this an invitation, or are you just park there in front of these Planned Parenthood facilities, or how does this actually happen?
Yeah, there's five different mobile strategies, and one of those strategies is to park it in close proximity to an abortion clinic. One of our first buses was parked down in Dallas, a late-term abortion clinic, and then we had another one in Englewood, New Jersey, parked in front of an abortion clinic. And that second one actually had 394 women made a decision for life in the first year, and that abortion clinic actually just closed because of the impact that we had there. And so we're literally able to just be a resource right there. A lot of women who are choosing abortion don't even know that a pregnancy center exists. They don't even know that there's resources out there, and they've never seen a sonogram of their baby. And so if we just kind of provide those things in a professional way, it's amazing the impact that that can actually have.
Again, you're pursuing the truth. You're putting the truth before them, not something that has been perpetrated. That, you know, what I have found, Joe, sadly, with so many women in the past, and we're not even talking about men here, and that's another passion of my heart. I'm writing a book on this, is the cry of men. You know, we talk about the cry of women, but and you talk about people being underrepresented. That is the heart of the male figure who has lost a child, not to mention the extended families, the grandmothers. In my culture, the abuelas, the grandmothers, their hearts are breaking to see what their children have done. And Hispanics represent, I believe, somewhere around 25% of abortions as well. Because, we bought into the lie. We bought into the lie and think it was okay. And women go in there, and like you say, they're undereducated, underinformed. I'm not saying, in terms of education, yes, in some cases that is true. But they're just not aware of the truth. But what happens is that years later, I mean, they may have gotten by the moment, but the years later, the weight of what they have done just crushes their hearts. And it is amazing. I spoke recently with, a number of women who had experienced the abortion process. And to the last person, from the first to the last, they could tell me how old that child would have been today. So you tell me that going through this process doesn't matter. I mean, your heart breaks to realize what they've done and, you know, what they've realized that they've done, what is happening to them. And, and you thank God for his grace and mercy.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changes a woman forever when she makes a decision for abortion. And I'll tell you, the abortion doctors don't get many, Christmas cards and thank you cards and flowers. Whereas, when they make a decision for life, especially on one of our buses, it begins a lifelong relationship of counseling and classes and discipleship and food and clothing and formula, where we really walk with that woman through life. And some of our many of our counselors have been to, weddings, and they've been to, the births of these children. Mm-hmm. And, just begins this relationship that lasts forever.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. It's the one thing about life. You choose life, and life things go along with it, which is real special. Joe, what really impresses me about Save the Storks is that you're not out there, condemning or standing on the street screaming at people. Your approach is much different. Explain to our audience what you do.
Yeah, first of all, I've just seen a shift in the whole movement of God's Spirit changing and the pro-life movement changing from this kind of spirit of anger that, it says I've got to do whatever it takes. I've just got to do the immediate thing to make a difference, and usually end up with the biggest sign and the loudest megaphone when that happens, to a shift that's now toward more grief and brokenness. It's a little more patient and willing to kind of, come up with an idea and then go out and do what we can. And I'll say this new spirit is really, moving through the whole movement fast. And there's this idea of just providing a service there is exploding everywhere. There's been a lot of pregnancy centers that have leased space near an abortion clinic to do similar things. And the explosion of our mobile units just proves that more and more people, they want to make a difference, but they don't want to be out there really harming anyone or scaring anyone away. They really want to serve. And when you shift that, it's an amazing difference in response when you become a professional operation and you're providing a service. It's a totally different way of doing it. And it's I'd say it's a lot more successful.
When it's based on love and compassion, it is totally different. Sometimes in the past I've seen these is like somebody who's a reformed smoker. Once you've been reformed or an alcoholic, you don't want to be you're condemning everybody because of what you went through. But, then we get into that situation, when Jesus talks about in the parable about the one servant that was forgiven so much, and then he went out and grabbed his fellow, his colleague that owed him money, and threw him in jail when he was forgiven so much. So it's this kind of fresh attitude that that you're embracing that is so positive. Joe, we only got about 30 seconds left. I want to give you a chance to tell the people where they can go for more information and be part of the solution here.
Yeah, and come on our website to SaveTheStorks.com. If you can't remember that, just put in Save the Storks into Google, or just put in pro-life and Storks or something like that, and you eventually will find us. But on our site, anyone who commits to just $30 a month, we think can save one baby in a year by helping us
launch
these vans.
Well, Joe, we're out of time. Joe Baker, founder, CEO, Save the Storks. Go to his website for more information and join us in saving the Storks. This is Bill Martinez live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.